You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is Sunday night, and it is a very special occasion. I'm just going to go right into it, okay? Last night, Master Matt, who has been one of the shining lights on the website over the past 2 years, I guess, probably now, something like that. Last night, Master Matt caged his third faggot. This is a faggot that Master Matt's faggot, Jeremy, had befriended. It's very clear that this faggot, whose name is Tommy, is a faggot. Okay, it was clear to Jeremy. As soon as I saw a picture of the kid, I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, definitely a faggot. And Jeremy basically played wingman for Master Matt. Jeremy was very good about like teaching Tommy about faghood and fulfillment as a faggot. He showed Tommy his cage, his chastity cage, and Tommy found that to be very fascinating. And anyway, there was a dinner last week, and Master Matt got to kind of meet Tommy, and Master Matt definitely wanted to own Tommy. Master Matt is... he's one of the great apex alphas on the planet Earth. He is hot. He's hung. He's dominant. He's very powerful as a presence and also sexually. And he is very, very much in control. I'm going to get to that in a second. So, Master Matt... decided that Saturday, which was last night, he was going to cage Tommy and basically take possession of Tommy. Now, I don't know, you know, how people take chastity, you know, to varying degrees of solemnity or seriousness. Some alpha males just kind of are like, you're going in chastity, and they slap a chastity cage on there, and that's it. And I think Master Matt was like that for his first faggot, which is Michael. He was a little bit more caring, I guess, with his second faggot, Jeremy. But he really wanted to make this Saturday something special. And I don't know, like, I can't, it's hard for me to talk about this without getting really emotional, because I've been crying about it off and on since it happened last night. I found out about it this morning in full. But anyway, so Tommy came over to Master Matt's condo. In attendance for this caging ceremony, which is what we're going to call it, was Master Matt, obviously, his straight friend, Kyler, who he works out with and he plays soccer with, and so... they're very good friends, and Kyler is a straight alpha male. But Kyler's been interested in Master Mad's use of faggots, and so he wanted to see this, so he was invited. And of course, Master Mad's two faggots, Jeremy and Michael, were there, and Tommy showed up. So Tommy came into the apartment and knelt and kissed Master Mad's feet. And right then and there, you know. Now, of course, I was coaching Tommy to do that beforehand, so I'm kind of proud about that little contribution. My fingerprints are all over the situation. So, and they had dinner served by Master Matt's two faggots, and Master Matt went over the ground rules, you know, what it takes to be his faggot. And Tommy agreed to that. And so it was time to cage Tommy. And so Master Matt said, "I want you to pick out your cage." And over on a table, there were two chastity cages. There was a clear one, a clear plastic one, and a pink plastic one. And Master Matt had created a kind of a plaque, sort of, I would call it, and it had a card set on it. And the card read this: "Those who never dare to jump will not learn how to fly." Those who never dare to jump will not learn how to fly. And of course, you know, Tommy was, he started crying, you know, because I don't know if Tommy's ever had anybody say anything like that to him before. I haven't, and I've been a faggot a long time. And even though I've had masters give me roses, you know, for instance, which I've talked about before, I've never had anything like this. It's not only it's not only about Tommy just making a choice of chastity cage with that card there. It's about Master Matt encouraging Tommy to take a leap toward fulfillment. You know what I'm saying? It's so mind-blowing to me. I don't even know if I can really put into words. I can't, okay? But, I mean, when I saw it the first time, I burst into tears because I just... Every faggot on earth deserves to have an alpha who does this kind of thing. You understand? Like, anyway, so Tommy picked the pink cage, and Master Matt put it on him, locked it up, and then Tommy took his place as part of Master Matt's stable of faggots, his three faggots. And Tommy has been really over the moon about his new cage. It's really the first reaction of that type that I've seen out of any of the faggots of the three masters from Canada, which are Master Matt, Master Nick, and Master Jin. All those faggots struggled accepting their cages, but Tommy is in love with his cage. It's the perfect marriage, basically, of faggot and purpose, you know. But Tommy did that. He jumped because Master Matt encouraged him, gave him a safe place to jump. And I don't know. I was really overwhelmed by that. So let me just say a little bit about Master Matt, okay? When I first met Master Matt, he was basically a bull in a china shop, okay? Like, he was a destroyer alpha through and through. Like, he didn't care about anything. He didn't care about anybody. All he cared about was just fucking coming and going. Like, it's all that mattered to him. I don't recognize that person anymore. Master Matt has totally and completely transformed into something even beyond Apex Alphahood, you know. And I don't know what else there is except God, you know. I mean, when you think about God, you think about a being who is all powerful, right, and all seeing, and wise, all wise, and all loving, right? And Master Matt is all those things. Master Matt has the power to destroy these faggots. He has the power to discard them. He has the power to ignore them. He has the power to treat them like garbage, the way he used to. But he has come to understand that these faggots are precious. They are precious to him. They're a resource for him. It hasn't changed anything about his sexuality at all. He still loves females. He still loves female pussy. But owning these faggots has given him a new power that's beyond the understanding of the average man. And he has embraced it in a way that I never thought was possible. And I am so, so grateful. I'm so grateful to have known him at all. I love him. I really do. I love him. I love Master Nick. I love Master Jin. These three straight alphas have shown the whole world what it means to own us, to own faggots. Do you know how embarrassing that is? How embarrassing that is to other people who claim that they're alphas or that they're masters. They don't have any understanding of what it means. But these three straight alphas, young alphas who are in college, straight males, they know how to own a faggot properly. You know how embarrassing that is? You know what that says about, I don't know, whatever community you want to talk about, the gay community, the bondage, you know, the BDSM community, whatever. All of that is play-acting bullshit. These three alphas from Canada are doing it the right way. They're doing it from their heart. And Master Matt is leading the way. I never thought that I would ever see this from him. But he has become, like, just, he's a light in the darkness, honestly. He is a light in the darkness. Every faggot on earth should read that story about Master Matt caging Tommy. And they should think about the fact that there are really true alpha males out there who can value you and cherish you as their faggot. You don't have to be beaten. You don't have to swallow cigarette ashes and be spit on and punched and everything else. You don't have to be locked in a cage or abused or humiliated. You can have value to a man and still be his faggot. I don't know why it took these three straight alphas to show the world how it's supposed to be done. It's really horrible in a way that they had to do this, because it should be natural. Real men know the truth about what Master Matt did this weekend. I am a faggot, and I know the truth. It is rare. It is really, really rare. And these three faggots, they are the luckiest faggots in the world. Because they have a real owner. Everybody else is just playing games, okay? Master Matt's playing for keeps. So is Master Nick, and so is Master Jen. They're playing for keeps. And I think that every alpha and every faggot should look at that story and think about what they want and what is really meaningful in this scene. I know what's really meaningful. I know. That's why I have this website. That's why I spend hours putting these stories out there, because I know what's possible. And Master Matt came out of nowhere. I mean, literally just nowhere. And he has, this weekend, he has stunned me right to the very core of my being. I can't describe it. I want every one of you to read that article. Every person that's listening to this, you must read that article and learn. If you're an alpha, learn. If you're a faggot, learn. There's a better ideal. The alpha faggot dynamic is real. There's no denying it. It's been around forever. But it can be done correctly. It doesn't have to be some filthy, dirty, ugly thing, this abusive thing, it can be something that's worthwhile, you know. It should be something worthwhile. I don't know. I thank Master Matt for giving faggots hope. And I thank all three of those alphas, Master Matt, Master Nick, and Master Jen, for doing the right thing when the wrong thing was so easy. Do you realize that these three alpha males that I'm talking about, Master Matt, Master Jin, and Master Nick, they have gone through already a lot of shit for owning faggots? They've lost girlfriends, they've lost friends, they've lost family members. But they stand by their faggots because they're men. They're real men. And they stand by what they believe in, what they want, and what their heart tells them is right for them, to the exclusion of all others. And that's not an alpha behavior, then there is no such thing as alpha. And believe me, there is. So, to me, they are the epitome of alphahood, of apex alphahood, because they stand up against all comers and say, no, this is how it's supposed to be done. This is how we're going to do it. And I am not going to be swayed by even the world. That's courage, bravery, and true inner strength that definitely defines apex alphahood. And I don't know. Read that article. Tell me that you disagree with it if you do. I would like to hear even the slightest bit of disagreement, because I can't see any way you could. But these three alphas, and particularly Master Matt, what Master Matt did will be the defining moment for forever, you know. He's now created the standard by which all other alphas should be measured. So I hope you do take the time to meditate on that story. I consider it to be one of the most important stories I've ever published on the website, and I've published a lot of stuff. So please take the time to do that, because, again, a lot of things in both alphahood and faghood ride on Master Matt's actions last night. So, again, I thank Master Matt very much for being so open. I thank Tommy for being so open as well. And undergoing this process and being open about it, and for all the alphas and faggots from my Toronto family, I love you all very much. So anyway, that's all I have to say for today. I'm going to go wipe my eyes now. And I will talk to you later, okay? I love you very much. Bye.